produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Great day, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to Nurture by Natasha Radio here on today. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord God, for just being you all by yourself, Lord God. Lord, you brought us through many trying times on this year, Lord, but you kept us in our right minds. And even if still, Lord God, you sent us the help that was needed, Lord God, and we're still here for a purpose, yet another day, Lord God. And Lord, we just thank you for your grace and your tender mercy. And Lord, you just touch each and every person that is here under the sound of my voice, Lord God. Touch their family, Lord God. Touch their children. Touch our elderly. Touch our ministers. Touch our bishops. Touch our pastors, Lord God, in a mighty way. But most of all, Lord God, you touch our nation, Lord God, in a mighty way. You know what we stand in the need of, Lord God, and all that we need in our own lives, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. So great day to each and every one of you. We welcome you here to our Nurture by Natasha Radio. And today we're going to be talking about some self-care routines in the midst of, you know, moving forward into a new season, right? Into a new season of us. We've all thought about self-care as a spiritual obligation. And many of us, you know, we've been trying to do so. And maybe you haven't even found how you're going to do so in the midst of, you know, taking the time to put the mask on you. But it's super important to do that. It is our responsibility to care for our bodies, not just by abstaining from different sins and things that happens and that goes on the day to day, right? Because we're human, but also by making wise, healthy choices that supports our bodies in the midst of the things that we do. And so today I want to help you to remember your why. That's the first thing, is to remember your why. Remember that when you completed these different things in your life of that are your why. So, you know, take some time to jot down within the next couple of days of what is your why? What is your why? And make your daily routine slots in time to review them often, adjust them as needed, and check in with your progress regularly. And so that's going to require you to get a journal book out and take some time that you can write it down, right? Write out your vision, make it plain. Don't wait till we stumble into a new year or just so happen to be the new year. Our new year starts now in the midst of what it is that we want to see from ourselves, right? It's a personal walk. It's a personal walk and a personal journey along the way with Him. And so while you're thinking through your own personal reasons and goals for taking care of your temple, always remember that ultimately God puts you here to serve His purpose. And so we're all here for a purpose. And so when you think of 1 Corinthians 6:19, you are not your own. You are not your own. And so we are all a piece of the puzzle that connects with someone. And so you never know who's that person that, you know, you're shining your light for in the midst of the things that we do and be and go throughout our day. And so remember, you are not your own. And so our tests and our trials and our tribulations that some of us go through sometimes is so that others can get the victory of knowing, right, that they can also get through it as well. And so you got to anchor yourself to that truth, knowing that God will direct your path as you walk in obedience to Him. The second thing that I would like for you to do is plan your day and schedule your time. Now, this is going to help with your self-care routine of you, right? Whether it's cooking, whether it's cleaning, whether it's your financial, whether it's your community, whether it's your family and those things, you got to treat your time as precious commodity, because it is. It super is your own commodity of it, right? Time is one thing that we will never get back. Know that you are not the master of your schedule. God is. God is the master of your schedule. And so even though we may plan our day and we may schedule out our times, listen, all the time it may not fall into the way that we've written it down on paper. Putting God first. Because you listen, if you think about it, how oftentimes do you leave the house and sometimes you may forget something, and listen, you have to go back and make those U-turns to go back and get some things. And sometimes those delays in life is stopping you from something from unseen. So God has given you the time you need to accomplish His purpose, His plan for your life. And if you take a look at the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verses 10, you could definitely read it for yourself. You got to guard against common time wasters like social media, television and movies, video games, as well as that shopping, right? Many of us, we love this time of year. We shop for others. And maybe if that's not your culture, in the midst of shopping for others, what other things are stealing your time that you could be taking time to manifest what it is that you need to manifest inside of your well-being of you? And so take a look at how much time are you really spending on social media? How much time are you taking to watch your favorite television shows? I find that if you record your favorite television shows and map out that time frame or schedule, you know, to watch your certain shows and things like that. And so to name a few, we got to be deliberate about what, you know, you do with your time. God has given you each and every day. Right? We all get the same 24 hours, but how will you use your time going forward? How will you use your time? One of the most effective ways to do this is to keep a daily planner, a calendar, that to-do list. And listen, most of us, we have these amazing smartphones, right? So at the beginning of each day, you can sit down or you could do it the night before. Typically, I do mine over the weekend. And think throughout your values, your long and your short-term goals of daily activities. Block time out in your calendar to do what's needed to be done. There's going to be some things that, you know, overrule over some of the things that need to be done, right? That's not so important. Take the most important things, right? If you're a morning person, to get those things done in the morning. If you're one that you work at night or whatever the case may be, you know, then map out your time to do those things in the evening once you get up from your nap. But we cannot pour from an empty cup. The third thing that I want to share is take a holistic approach to self-care, spiritual, soul, and body, right? When you're thinking throughout your self-care routine, it's important to think through all aspects of your personhood, right? Are you eating well? Are you exercising? Are you getting enough rest? Be sure not to neglect other aspects of your life in the process. Family time is something that's super duper important. And so even in the midst of family is super important, the most important person is you, right? We have to nurture you. And so we want to encourage you to take some time while you're penciling everyone else in, to pencil yourself in. Take care of your soul as well. Take some time to meditate. What I love about meditation is it's that time to be quiet, so that not only in the midst of your prayers that you said before you gotten up in the morning or maybe evening, right, whatever time zone that you get up, is that meditation piece is super important, that quiet time, so that God can be able to talk with you, to kind of give you the notions of which way in life that He wants you to go along the path. If you don't already make time spending with God through prayer, Bible study is another great way, is to definitely do so. And listen, even if your church or your synagogue or whatever that you go and worship doesn't have those things, take the time to find somewhere that you can be rooted into a Bible study, that you can begin to learn, right? There's so many wonderful things that are online with these smartphones that can definitely help you to do so if you don't have one in your local area. But remember that Jesus said that we are the branches to his vine. And so if you look in John chapter 15, verses 5, read that. We must stay connected to the source of life. If you hope to accomplish, he will for our lives. And I'm super grateful that Wi-Fi, that faith that we have, that we're always connected with him, no matter where we are at in the world, we're connected to him. We are so connected to him. And also take care of your soul as well. Allow yourself to truly feel and metabolize your emotions rather than suppress them. Even if it takes that you need to go speak to a therapist, it's absolutely fine to take care of the soul of you. And so definitely be mindful of, you know, the person that you seek that is going to help you to navigate through life, to help you to rationalize through some of the things that may be super overwhelming to you, that may can raise your anxieties and all of that, or even some other things that may be troubling you. And so, you know, getting in contact with your emotions. Why do I feel this way? How did I start to feel this way? What happened to trigger me to feel this way? And begin to, you know, map it out on pen and paper. And that could be in your journal book. Be a lifelong learner and realizing that there are always more opportunities for growth. We all have room for growth. Make continual education a priority in the midst of what it is that we do. And so if you would look up the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 2, you'll find in there some great things in reference to the mind, body, as well as the soul as well. And the other thing is establishing self-care by setting healthy boundaries. Many of us, we allow others to come into our space and to not have those healthy boundaries around us. It's absolutely fine to set those healthy boundaries. Not everyone in our space means well. And so master the discipline of saying no or not now. It's fine. Most of us, we are a great people pleasers and we don't want to hurt other people's feelings, but we're burning ourselves out. Let's be truthful about it. One of the biggest threats to our calling in Christ is busyness, especially when it comes to doing good deeds. Don't trade what good for what's best. I'll say that again. Don't trade what's good for what's best. And if you could turn to Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42, we'll talk about setting those healthy boundaries. Setting those healthy boundaries. While you were persuading your health goals, right? Some of us, we need to come down and now wait a little bit. Do it for you. Do it for your healthy being of you, right? Some of us may be borderline of diabetes and things of that. Like, know your numbers, get with your health practitioner and to know what is your healthy numbers for you. They're the professionals and do what's right, right? Because even, you know, our temple, we got to really, really take care of our temple in the midst of all that we do. And so God models the need for rest in the creation. He said so in Genesis chapter 2, verses 2. And Jesus himself frequently disconnected from others to draw closer to God. In Luke chapter 5, verses 16, you got to disconnect. And it's absolutely okay. And it's not a selfish act to do so. The other thing I want to share with you is create a circle of support. It is so amazing, right? Support doesn't have to always come from your family members. Support doesn't always have to come from your spouse. One of the reasons we call to live in a community to support each other. Community. And, you know, it's nice to have community and the fellowship. Many of us, we go to church for the fellowship. And in that fellowship, you get great support of those of being around someone that can definitely uplift you and hold you accountable as well. In the midst of supporting you. And read Galatians chapter 6, verses 2. We will never be like superwoman or superman in the midst of carrying all the weight of the world on our shoulders alone. No man is ever fit to be an island. And so even Jesus had a circle of close friends on which he relied on for support in his greatest hour of need. It's going to be some people along the way that's going to betray us. It's going to be some people along the way that's going to forsake us. But having a creative circle of support is super important, right? Even for my people out there that are introverted. Another benefit of having a few close friends is the external accountability it brings. The author of Hebrews wrote about the importance of connection and spurring each other on to good deeds. And so if you read Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 through 25, it'll definitely talk about that circle of support. We need that circle of support. Nothing like it. And so this is really huge to me. Be open-minded and flexible. Being open-minded. We have so many people that are so closed-minded, only see it their way and not anyone else's way. You may need changes over time. Things change. Some people are not really great with change, right? So pay attention to the signs that your body and your spirit sends you and listen to them well. Which current habits and practices serve you best? Take some time to think about that. What is no longer working for me? And it's fine not to feel guilty if it's not working for you anymore in the midst of your season with your end, right? Because if we always stayed where we are, how do we begin to grow? So we study to grow as well. What do you need to add or remove from your daily routine to accomplish your goals? Begin to think about that. And I'll say the questions again. What current habits and practice will serve you best? What is no longer working for you? And what do you need to add or remove from your daily routine to accomplish your goals? So don't be afraid to mix things up or swap parts of your routine that are no longer serving you. Sometimes if we do things over and over again, they call it insanity. But switching it up because you know it's not working for you is absolutely fine. Switch it up, right? View your setbacks as learning opportunities and not as a catastrophe. Fail forward. In Philippians 3:13, you could do all things, right? And lastly, don't be so set in your own ways and prefer that you miss the turn signals that God puts in your path. That's Proverbs 3:5. And so you got Philippians 3:13. And Proverbs 3:5, acknowledge him in all his ways. He will direct your path, right? And so be open-minded in the midst of the things and flexible. Because listen, he didn't prepare us to be an island here. He's going to send you the people that's going to help you to get to where you need to be. My other point is lead with what you like when you're choosing self-care activities. Stop forcing yourself to do things that you don't want to do. It is a guaranteed way to lose motivation as well as traction. Find ways to take care of yourself that you actually enjoy. Maybe you're one that you like walking, but walking on the treadmill indoors brings you no joy in the midst. Take some time to get outside. You're an outdoors person. Get outside. Gear up your shoes and get to walking in a nice, serene area. Right? Nice but safe. Perhaps you might want to sit in a sauna that works for you, that help you to sweat through aerobics exercise, cardio. And maybe you're that person that likes to write in your journal. Your self-care routine should reflect your interests and preferences that are most aligned with your personality as well as your goals. There's reasons that you prefer certain activities and interests over others. And so only you know you. And so lead with what you like when choosing self-care activities, okay? God made you that way. Honor your uniqueness by aligning your daily activity choices to the things you really like to do. Don't worry about what anyone else is doing. And so the word of God is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway. That's Psalms 119. And verse 105. When we apply biblical principles to our health, practically, without self-care or our temple's care, routines can be assured that God will bless our efforts. And so take some time out for you in the midst of all that you do. It's going to definitely help you. And so I just want to go back over my key points of remembering your why was my point number one. Remember why. Write down your why. What is your why that you're going to do to move forward? What are you working towards in the new season, a new season of you? What are you working towards, right? And make it realistic things of remembering your why. Plan your daily schedule and your time. Take a holistic approach to self-care, spiritual, soul, as well as your body, right? To align those things up. Establish self-care by setting healthy boundaries is super important. Create a circle of support is another great, great point that I've made. Be open-minded as well as flexible. And the last point is lead with what you like when choosing self-care activities. It is super important to lead with what you like because oftentimes we get so caught up in other people's day that we lose sight of our own. And listen, this is a personal walk. Only you can get you to the magical kingdom, which is the heaven of God. And so take some time today. Listen, if you don't know him, find a local church that's in your area. Get to know him and plant yourself, root yourself in him. Open up your Bibles, dust out the cobwebs, and take some time to know him for yourself. And so listen, I thank you so much for taking time out to be here on today. I thank you so much for tuning in with me all year long. And we greatly appreciate each and every one of you. Blessings to you and your family. And listen, take some time to listen to the melodies. Sometimes in the midst of just listening to music, close your eyes. It's a great time to meditate and take in the lyrics that are being stated by the artists. I'm just so super grateful for each and every one of you. And thank you so much for a wonderful, wonderful year. Listen, we thank you. We couldn't thank you enough for tuning in here to Nurture by Natasha Radio. We greatly appreciate you. So dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you once more. It's me. Thank you, Lord God, for just keeping your angels camped around about me and all of my listeners, Lord God, in their coming as well as in their going. Lord, you keep them, Lord God. You keep our youth and keep expounding their minds, Lord God. Lord, you give the parents the permission as well as the strength to just keep on keeping on and to give them the strength to learn and acknowledge what it is that their child is learning so that they can be out better tomorrow. Lord, I just thank you, Lord God, for just keeping a hedge of protection around those we love, seen and unseen. And Lord, I just thank you just once more for just allowing me to be a vessel. To be a vessel, to just take me out the way and just be a vessel to speak to your people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Listen, y'all, great day. And listen, don't take some time. Take some time to visit us on social media over at Nurture by Natasha over on Facebook. And our group, as well as our page, we greatly appreciate you. You can check out our website over at nurturebynatasha.com as well. We greatly appreciate each and every one of you. Happy holidays. And listen, it's time to start anew. It's time to take some time out for your self-care and be the best person and version that you can be. Live well, live long, and listen, take some time to cultivate you.
New, everything new, everything new. New, everything new. I'm ready to go, ready for more. I'm ready for new, like a straight out the store. You already know, I'm ready to flow. I'm ready to move, the old is through. I'm in Papa's new bag and it's still got the tag. So you know that the new.
New mind, new heart, I got that. New start, new life, new day. It's my life, it's way. New praise, new look, new page, new book. New flame, burn up, new one.
Everything new.
something new. Make it straight out the stove. You already know. I'm ready to flow. I'm ready to move. The old is through. I'm in Papa's new bag and he still got the tags. So you know that it's new.
It's a rhyme of win.
Only winning.
It's a time to shout. It's a time to dance. We not dead. It's a time of peace. It's a time of joy. No time for no guess. Time for the law. Let him bring you out.
Everything new.
Beautiful day, new like my love for Shante. New like the gifts I be giving my kids when they open them on Christmas Day.
Sheesh.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll free international callers 1-888-201-5313.